G'day again. Welcome to Grey Matters. Ben Davis alongside Tracy Sylvester from Seasons Aged Care. Fake news. It's a term that's jumped into our lexicon and the aged care sector is not immune to it. Let's put it in perspective. Is the aged care system really in crisis?
I think if you believed everything you saw and read in the media, then yes, it is. Like any industry, there's rogue operators. And there have been some awful things that have happened to older people at the hands of operators. But automatically assuming that the whole system is in crisis because of that is unfair to the operators who on a daily basis are doing the right thing by their clients and their residents. Have we had some issues of poor care being provided to people living in residential aged care services? Absolutely. Is the problem as big as what everybody is painting it to be? I don't think it is, because I think if you look at the number of people around this country every day who get great services from their operator and their provider, then it isn't the big deal that people are making it out to be.
All right, let's have a look at some issues we can really nail down on. Home care versus residential care.
So I think it comes down to consumer choice. And there is going to be an increasing number of consumers who will want to have a choice about where they live for their final years. Home care obviously is a system at the moment. It's a developing system in this country. We have an increasing number of people, however, who need higher level care than perhaps can be provided in their own home. So there does need to be some accommodation choices for people. But I'm not convinced that nursing home type care is really what older people will want. The doctor says I must go to a nursing home because I need 24-hour-a-day care. Now, I will guarantee you that there is not a single nursing home in this country that has a nurse sitting next to a resident's bed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But that's the implication that we hear all the time when someone's in hospital and the decision comes to whether they go home or whether they need alternative accommodation. The reality is, obviously, nursing home type of care does give you access to somebody 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So there is a carer. But what I would urge people to think about is that is there another way of doing this? And there's lots of different models coming through now, which allows people to get a higher level of care, but not necessarily in a nursing home per se.
Busting some myths when it comes to aged care. And Tracy, that's probably the biggest point. What questions do we need to be asking aged care providers to make sure that we're getting the best possible services and the highest standards?
Regardless of the setting in which the care is provided, whether it's provided in somebody's home or in a nursing home, there's some core things that families and the people themselves, and remembering that the older person does have right to choose. So don't assume always that it's just family members that make the decisions. Regardless of all of that, there's some core things. It's costs. So how much is this service going to cost me, be that at home or in a nursing home? How much will you consult with me about the services that I want? So will you take into consideration the fact that I've had a shower every night for the last 50, 60 years? Do I have to have a shower in the morning because I'm now receiving services from you? What's the food look like? Certainly if I'm living in a residential aged care setting, what are the meals going to look like? Can I actually have my meal in my room? Do I have to come to a dining room for a meal? What's the social programs like? So if particularly in a nursing home, how can I continue to be socially connected? Am I going to be encouraged to participate in the social activities? And then most importantly, what are the staff going to actually take into consideration what I want? So if I say to one of the staff looking after me, I want this and this and this, are they going to listen to me? Or is it just going to be because I've got to get through six showers before 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm not going to listen to what you want? It's not always necessarily about the flashiest places being the best places. Sometimes the places that have got a more homely feel to them are the ones that actually provide the best services, because the staff there are a lot more empathetic to the needs of their residents. So I think it is a personal choice. It's like choosing any other service in life. It's whether that service is going to meet your needs or you feel as though they're going to meet your needs. But just remember at all times, if something's not right, put your hand up and say it's not okay. A lot of the examples that have been in the media in the last months, I must admit I've been sitting back thinking, what happened to the complaints mechanisms in those facilities? Because if the complaint mechanisms were working effectively, then they wouldn't have perhaps got to the point where the media needed to be brought in.
Tracy, thank you for the clarification. For most people listening to this right now, their head's swimming. They're trying to figure out what to do. They've just been thrown into it, and a lot of time it's come at a time when it's an emergency in the family. We need to act now. And they read headlines or they scroll through something and think, I need to sort the wheat from the chaff. And thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
Join us for the next episode of Grey Matters.